Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We talked about that ACC scheduling model that came out yesterday earlier with Heather Like. You can always use Rewind on radio.com, your app. Go back to 7:30 and listen to that conversation over again. And we're pleased to be joined now by college football analyst, the founder and publisher of Phil Steele's College Football Preview magazine from philsteele.com, appropriately enough. It's Phil Steele. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well, we're just wondering, what the heck is college football going to look like this fall if we get it? Are we talking Power 5 only? Are we talking 10-plus-1 models, conference-only models? What's your feel on where we're headed about a month out from what would be the start of the season?
Well, it appears right now that we're headed for conference only, but although the Big 12 and SEC still holding out, we'll see what happens there. And if it is conference only, I'm still happy with it. I mean, we're getting football in the fall, and conference football, that's what the whole magazine is geared to. All the conference forecasts are geared to conference play. So it's should be fun if we're getting conference play in the fall, and I'm looking forward to that.
Well, you've got to scramble a little bit, huh? I mean, all of a sudden the ACC comes out with a schedule that in some, well, not completely different, but it's a whole lot different for Pitt, for example, where all of a sudden they're playing Clemson, Louisville, Florida State, instead of Duke, North Carolina, and Virginia.
Yeah, and the ACC is messing with me a little bit. The Big Ten, that was okay. The Pac-12, that was okay. The ACC going to the 10-game schedule. You know, I think that you look at who benefits from this new schedule, and I would say a team like Duke, which avoids Clemson, Miami of Florida, and Pitt, that was very nice of a schedule for them. NC State avoids both Clemson and Notre Dame this year, and I think the team that might suffer the most might be Miami of Florida. They don't play three of the lower teams, Boston College, Duke, and Syracuse, and they draw most of the big boys. So it's the scheduling is very interesting in the ACC this year going to the 10-game schedule. And I think your front runners now, you got to be Clemson, Notre Dame, and probably North Carolina right up there. But right behind them, Miami of Florida, Virginia Tech, and Pitt would be all, I think, in the mix for the title game.
Phil Steele is with us, college football analyst. His College Football Preview magazine is out on newsstands now, although in a limited quantity, so be sure to run out and get it. Phil, as we look at what things could look like this fall, let's say things don't get better in the next month. Let's paint a doomsday scenario and say they can't play at all this fall, and they realize that in the next month, and they've got to push things off to the spring. Financially, it would be a way to recoup some of the losses, I imagine, because you'd still get games on television in the spring. But how much would it hurt college football in general to think about all of the opt-outs of upperclassmen leaving to go get prep for the draft? And we've started to see a couple of those already, even with the fall season. Just how far would the waves ripple out if they had to go spring football?
Well, I think it'd be huge. It would not only affect this year's football season, as you mentioned, all the players who are leaving for the NFL draft would probably opt out and not play. So you would have a watered-down version of this year's squads. But it would also affect next year, because how tough is it going to be to play in the spring, only have a couple months off, and then get right back at it and play again in the fall? I think it would affect next season as well. So that's why I'm thinking we're going to play fall football here, and when we do, then I think that'll preserve it a little bit, keep the star players playing, and preserve next season as well.
Phil, Pitt had a couple of defensive linemen that went down with injury, and then all of a sudden, Twyman steps up and was one of the best in the country. How good is Pitt's defensive line, not just in the ACC, but in the entire college football landscape?
Yeah, I rate it the second best in the country. I mean, as you mentioned, Rashad Weaver goes down last year. I thought he was their top defensive lineman heading into the season at defensive end. defensive tackle, Kashawn Camp, goes down. And at that point, I'm like, wow, how Pitt's going to struggle. Then all of a sudden, Twyman steps up at nose tackle, becomes an All-American. Patrick Jones steps up at defensive end, records 8.5 sacks. So heading into this year, you figure, okay, Twyman and Jones are going to leave early for the NFL. Nope, they opt to return, as does strong safety Paris Ford. And then you get Weaver back, you get Camp back. I rate it the second-best defensive line in college football, and Pitt's got one of the best defenses in college football, which I think really makes him a threat. And I've been talking to Coach Narduzzi each year that he's been there, and he's very high on Kenny Pickett. Seems to think that Kenny Pickett's an NFL guy. So if he lives up to what Pat Narduzzi is saying about him, Pitt's going to be a very dangerous team this year, and that's why I think they're in the upper echelon of the ACC. I love good defenses and good defensive lines.
Well, let's go back to the schedule, though, Phil, and when we talk about that with the ACC released, they have to go to Clemson now. They've got to go on the road, and Florida State isn't what they once were, but they've got to go down to Tallahassee, and their schedule gets more difficult. They lose some of those coastal division opponents, like Duke that you mentioned, that may have helped them. So does this reconfiguring of the schedule, you mentioned some of the winners and losers as far as the reconfiguration of the ACC schedule go earlier. Where does Pitt fall in line there?
Yeah, I would say Pitt does suffer a little bit schedule-wise because, as you mentioned, they don't play Virginia, they don't play Wake Forest, and they don't play Duke. And Virginia's in a rebuilding year. I know they were in the ACC title game last year. Wake Forest is a team that's very inexperienced, and so those are three teams you probably would want to play. Meanwhile, they play all the big boys except for North Carolina, and that makes for a pretty tough schedule. So I think schedule-wise, if you're looking at the teams that were in the Coastal, I think the one that came worst out of the deal was Miami of Florida, but second worst out of the deal would probably be Pitt. And then the best out of the deal would be North Carolina because they're the only one that avoids Clemson this year now.
Okay. I'm going to go back to something, too, because you said about Kenny Pickett when Pat Narduzzi said he thinks he has NFL potential. Do you see that potential in Kenny Pickett?
I see the potential. I mean, he's got the things you want in an NFL quarterback. I just need to see that production on the field. I mean, last year, 13 touchdown passes, 9 interceptions, and Pitt threw the ball an awful lot. So I would have expected better numbers. Now, Coach Narduzzi is highly confident that in the second year of the Mark Whipple offense, that you're going to see that production increase. And if it does, then yes, I do think he's an NFL caliber guy. But I got to see some production on the field first.
Phil Steele, his College Football Preview magazine out on newsstands now, although in limited quantities. Get out there and get it. He is a college football analyst who's been doing it for years. PhilSteele.com is the website, and he joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. When we talk about the conferences that have gone to conference-only slates, Pac-12 and Big Ten, as we mentioned earlier, I look at the Big Ten specifically because Penn State's right up the road, and I'm a Penn State alum, but what does the Big Ten-only schedule, Phil, do for anybody not named Ohio State who happens to get hot? Penn State, Wisconsin are the ones that Minnesota, who won't have any marquee non-conference wins to notch on their belt, I guess.
Well, I'm really bullish on Penn State this year. Going over the team with Coach Franklin each year like I have, you go back to his first year when they were coming off probation and low on scholarships. They had walk-ons in the two deep. This year, going over the squad with them, I mean, he's done a tremendous job recruiting. They go three deep in what highly touted players. I mean, not just names, but we're talking highly recruited players. They're deep at every single position. They've got a veteran quarterback now. They go six deep at running back. Pat Freiermuth, one of the best tight ends in the country. I rate the offensive line number 12, defensive line number 8. They've got perhaps the best linebacker in the country, Micah Parsons. All Penn State has to do is win in Happy Valley against Ohio State, and their games have been close each of the last 3 years, and Penn State will have no problem making a playoff whatsoever. They do not need non-conference games to build them, and you know, when you look at what their non-conference games were this year, I'm not sure there was a super marquee one. Winning at Virginia Tech would have been big, but I don't know if that would have been the difference between them making a playoff or not. So I think Penn State's got that opportunity. And remember last year, Wisconsin led Ohio State 21-10 in the Big Ten title game. Not a lot of folks remember that. And Wisconsin, if they go ahead and play their schedule out and win the Big Ten, I think the Big Ten will not suffer. I do think the Pac-12 is a conference that could suffer from the going to conference only, because I think that conference needed the boost of winning some of those big non-conference games that they haven't won in past years. And now by playing conference only, they're probably going to need an undefeated Pac-12 team to get into the playoff spot.
Oh, Phil, since you talked to coaches, you know, just not the ones around here, obviously, but coaches all around the country, what kind of a vibe do you get from them? And I know you probably talked to some of them a long time ago, too, but what kind of a vibe have you gotten regarding the viability of playing a season here in 2020?
Well, you know, I was wondering about that, and we pushed the coach interviews back, so I didn't start them until May and mostly June this year, actually. And so they've been fairly recent. And I got to tell you, going in, I didn't know what to expect. But coming out, after talking to 110 of the 130 head coaches, they're all basically the same. It's pretty much next man up. And, you know, hey, coach, feel sorry you didn't get any spring practices. Hey, don't worry about us. We had our winter conditioning in. We were ready for spring to start. It's going to hurt maybe the redshirt freshman that was trying to beat out the junior. But we're going to be fine. Put the ball in the field. We'll be ready to play. And I got to tell you, after talking to the coaches, I'm fired up. I think we're playing football, and the coaches will be ready when the ball kicks off.
Phil Steele joining us here on the Fan Morning Show to talk college football. Before we let you run, Phil, I got to ask, because it's being thrown out there by people yesterday afternoon and again this morning, do you think the behind-the-scenes rumblings of the SEC possibly going conference only are what pressed the ACC to make their 10-plus-1 plan public yesterday afternoon?
It's quite possible. I mean, let's face it, the SEC, you know, what the SEC does is huge for college football. So, well, I don't know what the SEC is going to do. We'll see what they end up doing. I think it's supposed to be today, potentially. And but if it, like I said, guys, if it is conference only, I'm good with it. I'm happy and glad we're playing football in the fall.
Go to philsteele.com. You can get the College Football Preview magazine. It's been around for years, and it's one of the Bibles of college football. If you're a fan, you know it. It's on newsstands in limited quantity, so go out and get it now. Phil Steele's College Football Preview magazine. We appreciate the time this morning, Phil.
Hey, a lot of fun talking football with you, and it's only available Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Those are the only two places it's available this year, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. But great talking football with you guys today.
Thanks, Phil. We appreciate it. Likewise to you. It is the Fan Morning Show presented to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Yeah, that's the conspiracy theory here, Jim, that a lot of people have thrown out, that the ACC, after their call, I guess it would have been midday yesterday, heard rumblings of the SEC wanting to go conference only, and thus came out with their 10-plus-1 model before the SEC could announce anything, in some sort of attempt to keep your Georgia Tech, Georgia, your Clemson, South Carolina, and your Florida State, Florida-style games on the schedule.
Yeah, let us not forget Louisville and Kentucky.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the pageantry of the Cardinals and Wildcats. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
So, yeah, I just can't imagine the SEC, where college football reigns supreme in that landscape, where they don't try to play as many games as possible and where that doesn't include at least one or two non-conference games, especially some of those marquee ones, those traditional cross-conference rivalries that we just mentioned.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.